Mike and Kim along with you, and thank you for joining us here on this edition of The Good Stuff. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us right here in the Valentine area, and you can find out how to do that, when to do that, all the things going on at visitvalentine.com. The internet is so handy to find out things about a Niobrara River trip or a trip out to the International Dark Skies area around Merritt Reservoir. Just lots of things to do, even during the winter time, right here in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. It is what ranchers read. It's published every Saturday, and you can connect with buyers, sellers around the clock. You can unearth the secrets of successful breeders, immerse in the thrill of rodeo news, and explore exciting upcoming events. Tri-State Livestock News. You really need to check it out.
Today, something on The Good Stuff from Cam Lynn called "The Hunting Season Is Upon Us." And that's for sure. I remember so well as the frost time came nigh, going out in the cool, damp early morning on what a high. As we went out to gather the rewards of the summer crops, this was also the time that the hot weather stops. As the cold had killed off our year's crop of flowers, it was so good to relish the many fall showers. I remember watching the beautiful leaves falling to the ground, drifting down ever so slowly and landing without a sound. As the corn crop was gathered and placed in the bin, there was still time to haul the many haystacks in. There was time to relax and enjoy hunting season, for most fall work was done and relaxing was pleasing. The acres and acres of crumpled stalks made a nice place for our pheasant hunting walks. In those days, the birds were a wonderful bounty, as the gunshots echoed across all of McCook County. The birds were brought in limits of three, a number of pheasants that you no longer see. The big northern ducks came down to escape the cold. A limit of mallards, teal, and pintail was something to behold. While hiding in a blind in those long-ago days, I loved to see when the geese came out of the haze. Frosty morning hunts, before we did our morning work, was actually quite a wonderful and enjoyable perk. Many falls long ago when I was a kid, hunting deer was not something that I ever did. Back in those days, the fall migration never brought the deer to our part of the nation, so our hunting on the farm was nearly all local, and arguing who downed that honker got quite vocal. Now that I have a titanium hip and aluminum knee, my hunting now is only a fond memory. But as I sit here now and am growing old, I love the part of not going out in the crispy fall cold. That's "The Hunting Season Is Upon Us" from Cam Lynn today.
Well, a couple of years ago, I started a Halloween time tradition of two-sentence horror stories. I thought that was so interesting. Some of them are like, oh, very creepy. Anyway, I've got some for this year's season. For example, my daughter Sadie was a kind, loving girl, and we just want her returned safely. Please, I plead. I stop, then correct myself in front of the mirror. Sadie is, as opposed to Sadie was.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's not good. I was born with the ability to physically experience the happiest memories of any humans by merely touching their skin. I didn't realize this worked with the deceased until the day I felt a rush of joy along with vivid flashes of somebody's past, just as I bit into a burger from that diner on Route 40.
Ooh, that's gross.
I know it. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm going to throw this one in. My mommy always told me not to open the door for strangers, especially the ones wearing blue shirts with the word police on them, or they might take you from me. That's kind of a foretold bad news.
You got time for one more of those. Let's try another one.
All right. Let's do one more.
Let's see if they get any better.
Yeah. It is an intriguing thought. It's amazing that people can do this. I love to turn up my favorite songs and sing along. It drowns out the screaming from the root cellar.
Yeah, that's a good old-fashioned Halloween one, right?
Yeah. Oh, let me do this one. My family can all remember their past lives. So one day I told my son I was a girl who was murdered. He grinned and responded, "What are the odds we'd meet again?"
Ooh, there you go.
I know.
Good spot to end it on The Good Stuff today. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening for The Good Stuff.